Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, ho, ho, ho. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's December, everybody.
Wow.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And we are here to give you some tea today. So get excited. Buckle the heck up. We are going to be reading your holiday family drama stories, which is just perfect for this time of year. You know,
there's always some drama going on.
When you get a bunch of people together who are so alike and yet so different, there's bound to be drama. There's bound to be conflict.
You know what else? When everyone is married and they're married to, obviously, everyone's married to someone different, mm-hmm. who's from a completely different family, had a different upbringing. You mesh it all together, you're bound to get some differences.
I saw the funniest TikTok. It was like, some tips to talk about at your holiday family dinner, like around the thing that won't cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the first one. It was like, I honestly can't remember the first one. It was the lead into the joke, but it was like, I don't know. Sports or something like that. The next one is like Trump 2024.
Oh,
the next
please.
One, Harry Styles in a dress. And they just got like more and more controversial as they went on. It's like the worst things you could bring up at your family dinner with your grandparents and stuff. No. I was screaming.
No, not Harry Styles in a dress. Please. That is
so
hilarious.
Long ago, but you know they would get riled up.
Yes. There's always something.
I know.
That's hysterical.
Well, it's December, you guys. So this is your reminder to get your holiday shopping going, okay? Don't procrastinate, because that's not fun to procrastinate your holiday shopping.
No, especially if you're trying to be more thoughtful or intentional. That gets hard the closer it gets.
You need a good amount. You need like 2 to 3 weeks to make sure it can ship.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And, yeah. I've been seeing a lot of golf edition gift guides. And honestly, I don't really buy a lot of stuff from gift guides. I'll buy stuff for me. They're like, gift guides to get your friends. I'm like, I'll be shopping for myself. Like, yeah. Give me ideas to shop for me. But girls will make like golf husband or partner gift guides. And they are so cute and thoughtful. And I'm so grateful for people who make gift guides that are so good like that.
I'm so grateful for people who make gift guides. I haven't made one in a while. I feel like, I wonder if I made some last year. I don't think I did. Because I just haven't, you know what I've given up on is being like a blogger or something.
Yeah.
Not a blogger, but you know the type that posts like gift guides and links. I think I've given up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's not even because I'm like, oh, it's too hard. It's too much effort. It just, I feel like it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Anymore.
I got you.
It used to be, but it actually is a lot of work to put together.
I was going
to
say.
Those guides, like it obviously takes time, but when it's your full-time job, it's like, okay, well, get to work.
Yeah.
But
I
feel
love
like it's not
that,
my thing anymore.
I know. I love to do it when I have the time and the effort that are available to me to use to put towards the gift guide. But especially if you want it to be good. Like, I want it to be so personalized. I want it to be rare things that you can't, you know, just find off of the basic, like Urban Outfitters and things like that.
And I feel like other people are just good at it. So it's like, yes, let me just give you the floor and I will shop from your gift guide.
Oh, there's one girl on TikTok. I feel like everyone knows her now, or maybe she's just always been on mine. Hold on. Sorry. Pulling up TikTok.
On your favorite page.
Out. Yeah, she does so many gift guides. Oh, she actually has 14K followers. I thought she would have way more because her, sorry if you're listening. I'm like, dang, you're a loser. No, she just gets so many views on her thing. I thought she was literally, okay. It's called That Gift Girl, but at ILUKUGH. Anyway, she literally has a gift guide for everything. It's like, this is what I'd gift the girls, stocking edition.
That's so cute.
This is what I'd gift like couples, like a couple I know. This is what I'd gift my football lover boyfriend. And they're so good. And like, that's the golf one she did, it was like personalized stamps to like stamp their golf balls, like with their initials and stuff like that.
Just so like very good. Unique and mm-hmm. niche too.
Yeah. Love it. And wow. like cool collabs that brands do with each other. So shout out.
Shout out Gift Girl.
Thank you, That Gift Girl. I hope you get more followers. You deserve it. I mean, that's a lot of followers. Don't get me wrong. But like the amount of things I was seeing from her, I was like, oh, wow. She's Alex Earl.
Yeah.
Should be.
It's weird these days. That happens sometimes. Like, I think if you just interact with someone's video, like there are a few people on my For You page where they'll be on my For You page so often. And it's maybe because like I linger when I watch their mm-hmm. videos or something. And then I'll go to their page and same thing. It's not like I assume that they have like a million followers. Because yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I see your videos all the time. And they'll have like 30K. I'm like, oh, like.
I thought you're always worldwide.
On my, yeah, you're like, they're targeting me with your videos all the time.
And it's
at
funny
least.
Because on TikTok, I feel like the amount of followers is different than Instagram. Because 14K on Instagram, I feel like is more than 14K on TikTok.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why I feel that way.
Well, I think it's because on TikTok, at least it used to be like way easier to grow than Instagram, like at the, like in 2020, for example. And I think a lot of people would gain followers from just like one video going viral. And then they still have them to this day.
True.
Like I know a lot of people where it's like they had a few videos go viral and they literally got to like 100K just from two or three videos going viral. And now they still have 100K, but they don't get like views because it was just kind of a
yeah
one hit. You know, where that's true. Not really a thing on Instagram.
No.
You're definitely not going to keep them.
You're growing slow.
Yeah. At least these days.
That's so true.
It's interesting.
Okay. How would you pronounce this? ILUKA. That's her name. She's like, I'm Iluka?
Probably.
I like that name. Let's get Iluka to 20K, you guys. Go follow her.
That'd be iconic. And she'll be like, what? How? Like, why?
Even
she'll
though
never
she
know.
Posts such good content every day. She's like, why am I getting spread? Like, it's all us.
It was us, your savior, this Christmas season. No, I'm just
your
saying.
Your Christmas angels.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if you just get an influx and you're like, yeah. Did one of my videos pop off or something?
In one day.
But really, it was from our podcast and she just doesn't even know.
Love
that's
that.
So funny. Slay, Luca.
Are you guys going to put Christmas lights on your house?
Probably not, to be honest. Maybe.
Yeah.
But probably not.
Well, especially if you're moving soon. It's like.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely not going to move before Christmas. But that is kind of how I've been feeling lately is like any.
I'm not going to get new stuff.
Yeah. I'm just like, any work done to our current house, it just feels like a waste. Like I'm just trying mm-hmm. to save my money for my renovation.
That's how I was in my apartment. I was just but when I knew we were going to move in like a month. It just started going downhill, my house. Like, I'd be like, it's not worth it to clean this little corner. Who cares? Like,
I know.
But we just bought a bunch of Christmas lights to put up on our house.
Nice.
I'm excited. We've never had a house to decorate before, so.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Nick's like, I'm going to stand on the roof and do it. I'm like, okay, this has become dangerous so fast. And
I see so many, I mean, not that he can't do it by himself, but I see so many of those companies that, like, hang your Christmas mm-hmm. lights for you. That'd be so nice, honestly.
That would be nice.
What kind of Christmas lights did you get? Like the icicle hanging ones or like the just like bulbs?
I think they're big bulbs.
Cute.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them. I know. If I went behind Nick's back and hired a company to hang the Christmas lights, I think he would leave me. It's like we.
He wants to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we moved in, they had a lot of times when you're renting a house, they'll have people. It's like part of what you're paying for. They'll have people who do like your landscaping for you, you know, like mm-hmm. they'll come mow the lawn or do the whatever. And Nick was devastated when he found that out. When we moved in there, he was like, oh, people will come. Like, landscaping is taken care of. Nick's like, oh, like, they, I can mow the lawn, though. Like, I'll go get a lawnmower. Like, he's never had a lawn to mow before.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, they'll come on, like, you know, these days. And Nick was like, oh, he's like, they don't have to. Like, you can take that off and I'll do it. He was so sad.
He, like, really wanted to
mow the lawn.
Job done. You have your, you'll have your whole life. He'll have his whole life to do that, though.
Yeah.
Eventually.
True.
I know. I feel like guys sometimes weirdly like those
chores.
Like tasks and chores. It's like, oh, okay, I'm slay. Mm-hmm. I bet Leif would want to hang Christmas lights too.
Yeah.
If I was like, oh, we can hire a company, he'd be like, why? I'll just do it.
Yeah.
I feel like we did hang Christmas lights once. Oh, I think it was in LA.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember you guys doing it in LA at your other house.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we will, but stay tuned because it really is nice. Like if you're walking in a neighborhood and some people, like a lot of people have Christmas lights and some people don't, you're kind of like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like just put Christmas lights up because then it just makes it more dull. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't want to be that person, but also, I don't know. Maybe we will, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe Leif will want
to. Maybe a little something.
Yeah. I think I've changed my tune on. I used to be so adamant, like, wait for Thanksgiving. Like, have Thanksgiving and it's not Christmas yet. And I feel like as the years go by, I've given up. I don't care. Like, I just feel like people should do what makes them happy. And if they want to decorate before Thanksgiving, by all means. I think, were we talking about this on the podcast or was I talking about it with friends? I can't remember, but.
Oh, we're not your friends.
I'm like, definitely not you. No, I think I was having this conversation with Delaney and Clay, but I don't remember if we talked about it on the podcast too. Just how things get earlier and earlier each year. Like, I think we did talk about that with Black Friday. It's like, okay, Monday, Black Friday sale starting. Yeah. It's like, it's literally not Friday yet. And I feel like that's always been my thing with like the Thanksgiving and Christmas thing is it's like, you're just almost, it's like capitalism. Like, okay, Christmas decorations in the beginning of November.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not Christmas yet. Like, can we wait? Can we, even when I went, I was shopping for some stuff for the party for the little Friendsgiving thing. And it was like all Christmas stuff already. I'm like, wait, it's literally not Thanksgiving. And what if people need stuff? It was literally weeks before Thanksgiving still, like 2.5 weeks.
I'm right,
like,
after Halloween.
Yeah. I'm like, well, what about the people who want like fall decor for Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. You're already moving on to Christmas. But that being said, like, I don't care if people decorate, do your thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like it just gets earlier and earlier each year.
It's
because
true.
Of money. They're trying to make money.
Yeah. And maybe because we're older now, we see it more. Maybe they did that when we were little, but we were just so
true. It's
in
like
our own little world.
We're not going to be noticing that.
And I feel like we see so much of the behind the scenes too. It's like doing the job that we do, we have to plan for holidays so early. And
you mean like brand deals and stuff?
Yeah, brand deals or even like holiday merch or things like that.
Yeah, true.
And so we're thinking about that in September. So
true.
It feels so just early.
It
earlier
does.
And earlier and earlier, especially to us. So
maybe. That makes sense.
But yeah, I love lights. Put lights up as soon as you want. Leave them year round, you know?
Yeah. Christmas lights are so cute on houses. And truly, like I said, when I'm in a neighborhood and a lot of people have Christmas lights on, the ones that don't, I'm like, you ruined it. Like, if every house had Christmas lights, it'd be so cute.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't be Scrooge.
Mm. We are going to jump into an ad about Rocket Money. So a couple episodes ago, we talked about simplifying your life and saving money. And a great way to do that is going to be with Rocket Money, because a lot of the times you can start to get overwhelmed with the amount of subscriptions you have, or you look at your bank account and 10 minutes later you check again and $6.99 has been pulled out of it. And you're like, wait, what is that for? I don't understand. Rocket Money will catch all of those little things that are slipping through the cracks that you're paying for that you don't want to be paying for. Everyone has them. Signed up for a free trial, you forgot about it, and there's so many things that I've done that I've signed up for that I regret, and Rocket Money caught for me. Like, I was paying for this sound platform where you can get like free sounds for YouTube videos, and I hadn't used it in literally years. I'm so glad that they found that, because it was charging me so much. And more, I was double paying for a subscription one time, and Rocket Money came in clutch.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. This is truly invaluable because even if you were like, okay, I'm going to dedicate the day to figuring out my subscriptions, it would take so long and you would be on the phone, you would be having to email a bunch of people. So they literally just take care of everything for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They also let you monitor all your expenses in one place. They can let you know when like you've reached your spending limits, create a custom budget for you. With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped save its customers an average of $720 a year and $1 billion in total savings so far. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a cute new handbag, a watch, jewelry that, you know, is special, one of a kind, or vintage, sneakers, streetwear, anything like that, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts. Because we all know there's no feeling like real, and there's also no feeling like getting scammed out of something. So that's why eBay Authenticity Guarantee is so amazing. So I have been looking at Nick, if you're listening to this, skip. Okay. I've been looking at getting him maybe like a gold chain for Christmas or a new watch. And eBay has so many good ones that are secondhand that you can get at a good price. And you got to make sure that they're real. Don't be catching a fake. So these days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee on it. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real deal.
I love shopping for like luxury or designer things that have been pre-owned because it's just, you know, you can get a better price on it. A lot of times it can be vintage or be more like a one-of-a-kind thing than you would just get in store at any of those designer stores or anything like that. So you can find some more unique pieces, and eBay just makes it so easy because when you're shopping online, it's really hard to tell if something, just from a few photos, if something is the actual real designer or if you're getting ripped off. So this just makes things very simple. You can just look for the little blue check mark. I bought a Chanel bag. I've told you guys it's a beach bag, and you guys have probably seen it on some of my vlogs because I use it a lot. It's really, really cute, obviously very high quality. And I got that off of eBay and it had a blue check mark next to it, so I could guarantee that it was real. So when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts, whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags. These are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling that you get when you put it on is also for real. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Should we get into this holiday drama?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'll go first. My mom's boyfriend proposed at Christmas in front of everyone and she said no.
Oh!
He had a ring and everything. The rest of the day was very awkward to say the least. They are no longer together.
Oh!
Not on Christmas in front of everyone. I sent you that video. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was getting tagged on TikTok. That's how I found it in the first place. But it was like this proposal that basically gone wrong where this guy was like, this was the most awkward thing I've ever seen. Like, I have to share this video with you guys. The guy proposing was like, okay, guys, when my girl, like, she's in the bathroom, but when she comes out, like, make some noise, like, clap and stuff for her when she's, like, walking out of the restaurant, and then I'm going to be here. And he had, like, some rose petals or something. And he was, like, going to propose. And they're all like, okay, awesome. So then she came out, and everyone's like, woo! And she's so confused. She's like, what? And then he's sitting there and just on his knee, and she, like, goes up, and she's like, are you going to say something? Because he's literally like, silent. And he's like, will you marry me? And she literally is like, I guess.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. And you can tell it's real. Like, you know, some things it's like, okay, was so that set awkward. Up? Like, it is the most awkward thing. And I just, it really begs the question, like, why are you proposing to someone who you are not 100% sure is going to say yes to you?
100%.
Like, what is going through your mind?
I know. Don't do it.
Especially on Christmas in front of everyone.
I was going to say high stakes. Maybe like, you know, I'm going to surprise her. We're alone.
Yeah.
Maybe you can try it if you're not 100%. alone so she doesn't feel pressure, number one, and she doesn't either way to say yes or no either way. Don't do it in front of people.
Not in front of people. Not on Christmas in front of everyone. That's like brave to say no.
I was going to say, that is hard to do on both sides. You're putting yourself up for the ultimate rejection if you're the boy. And
just ultimate awkwardness if you're the girl and you say no.
Say no in front of everyone. Like, no. Because that's an immediate breakup.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
That is not okay.
My mom wears a ton of hairspray every day. One Thanksgiving when I was little, she bent across the table to cut my turkey for me, got too close to our lit pillar candles, and her entire head very quickly burst into flames.
Oh.
Is she okay? That is the end of the story.
Terrifying.
Your hair catching completely on fire. That's actually terrifying. Oh my gosh, you'd have to shave your head.
I know. I wonder how much of it burnt.
Oh, that would smell.
You know,
so
my
bad.
Mom's hair got caught on fire when she was younger. Same thing. Like, wore so much hairspray in the 80s.
Really?
And she was at a literal, I think, a concert. She was, like, singing at a concert, and they all had candles. And the guy in back of her, like, lit her hair on fire. I'm pretty sure in the concert, yes. I need to ask her for details. And she said
candles
literally, and they were, like, hitting her head. It's literally in the middle of a concert. And they had all were, like, smacking her head because her head was on fire.
That's terrifying.
So bad.
I bet that hurt. Like, you're literally burning.
That's so terrifying. The smell of burnt hair is disgusting.
So bad.
Okay, one Christmas, both my parents and my aunt and uncle thought the others were coming to their house for Christmas dinner.
Oh, no.
Each prepared a whole meal and wondered where the other people were. A bad case of miscommunication. LOL. Love you guys. That's bad.
How?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
When was this?
I don't know. She said one Christmas, Rue? Both my parents.
When was this? Oh, I was going to say, this has got to be before cell phones.
True.
This has got to be like they talked once.
Yeah.
They're not texting like, hey, what can you bring this tomorrow?
I hope they lived close to each other and they could just bring some dinner from each over.
Oh,
that is
that's
bad.
So bad.
Setting the table, like
cleaning
all day, cleaning, hosting, and it's
just your family.
Bye. That's hilarious, actually.
My grandpa was cooking Thanksgiving dinner all day, and when the food was almost ready, he cut off the edge of his finger in a food processor, and he had to rush him to the emergency room.
Oh, that makes my stomach hurt.
The edge of your finger. Oh, I just got chills in the worst way.
Oh, ew. That is horrible.
Also, everyone else is like, cool, we're starving. We have to wait for grandpa
to
get back from the ER.
That sucks. That would be so painful and so annoying.
I wonder what. Oh, that's like such a morbid thought. I was like, I wonder what the emergency room looks like on Thanksgiving. But I bet there's a lot of those.
Just like
because
little incidents
so many
and
people
accidents.
Are, yeah, preparing foods. Maybe they don't make all the time, like turkeys that blow up or things like that. I wonder how many people come in with like severed fingers or injuries from cooking.
I feel like the holidays in general are a time when it's like everyone's together and cousins and just getting hurt. I don't remember. I don't remember if it was on Thanksgiving. I think it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. Carter got on a treadmill going like so. It was like on high speed.
Oh,
and he stood
no.
on it and just like absolutely zoomed off and broke his collarbone.
Oh, that's not
He was
funny.
Younger. I think it was on Thanksgiving. But it, you know what I mean? It's like when a lot of family is together and you're just like, cousins are jumping on the tramp or whatever happens. And I feel like there are a lot of incidents. And I definitely know. I think that was a holiday that happened.
I'm sure. That sounds so painful. I was thinking he like scraped up his back or
no,
something.
No, literally stood on it and just and literally hit his collarbone so hard and broke it.
Aww.
So sad.
That is sad.
Okay. My cousin wrote my gay uncle and his partner a 10-page letter telling them they're going to hell and then had the audacity to get mad when they didn't want to join the family for Christmas celebrations. Safe to say I spent the holiday with my uncles instead.
10-page? What do you have to say? What is in those pages?
Oh, I don't want to read them.
Oh my God.
The audacity to be like, why don't you want to come celebrate?
Yeah. Come.
What?
We hate
come
the
on.
Sin, not the sinner.
No.
They're like, goodbye.
Oh, can we like collectively do away with that?
That phrase.
At this point?
Yeah.
Like, please.
Yeah.
I feel like it's still a thing that people try and like.
Say.
Well, it's like a justification for like,
well, it's just this.
Just let not just, hate anything.
Let's just not hate it. Yeah. How about that?
It's not your job.
That'd be great. Oh my gosh, that is so extra. To also like go out of your way to write a 10-page letter is really intense.
Yeah.
It get a job. Long time.
Get a job or go to school. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
I'm going to hire you to be my personal assistant. With that work ethic.
That tenacity.
Found my uncle was a sugar daddy. Oh, found out my uncle was a sugar daddy. You at Thanksgiving a few years ago. Is he the one that's been messaging me on TikTok?
Wait, same. The amount of messages. I was just
so
showing,
many.
I was just showing life. I'm like, wait, I'm terrified. It's always like, hello, beautiful. Would you like, hello, princess. Do you want 5,000 a month? I'm like, yeah. Yes.
Yes. And add it up. I'm making millions.
Literally.
I know they're all scams.
I was wondering. Yeah. No, I was wondering, though, if you genuinely were like, yes. Like, do you think that they would do it ever? Some of them? For nothing, I'm saying. Like, in exchange for nothing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. But I don't think those ones. I feel
they're like trying to get, like, your bank account or something?
Yeah. They'd probably be like, I have to send you a $10,000 check first. Send me back $3,000. Something like sketchy.
Oh, so stupid.
Kindly insert into your bank account, into your ATM.
Please.
Okay, sorry. I've not finished the story. My uncle brought a... Okay, he was a sugar daddy. My uncle brought... The same uncle brought a stripper he met to Thanksgiving and told us all he would be helping her go through college. He was in his 50s and she was about 21. Love you, girl, so much. I've listened to the podcast since day one.
Is that how they found out that he was a sugar daddy?
I guess. If my 50-year-old uncle brought a 21-year-old girl and was like, my new... Bay putting her through college.
That is a jump scare.
No.
Putting her through college. What is the psychology?
Go off, girl boss.
What is the psychology behind wanting to be a sugar daddy? I mean, I've heard a lot. Well, I know that they're sometimes getting things in return, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
Which that's what
they're
I'm like.
Companionship.
Yeah, I guess companionship. But
wait. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I've heard a lot of stories where it's like, they literally demand nothing. They're like, no, I don't want any sexual favors or anything. I literally just want to pay for your school.
I think
it's like, okay.
There is, did we talk about this TikTok clip or maybe it was just viral or maybe I sent it to you or maybe you sent it to me. But of that guy who was on a show, I can't remember what show, but basically he had to tell his girlfriend that he's been sending this other girl money because it's like a kink of his.
I haven't seen that.
He was like, I just send her money, that's all I do. Like, it's my kink to like send her money, like ask me for more money, like I love to send you money.
Wow, it's like, what an awesome kink to take advantage of.
Literally the girl does nothing and she just gets sent money. But the girlfriend was like, excuse me, you're sending another girl money for no reason?
Please.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe they just have a
bunch
of money.
Why don't you send me money as your girlfriend?
Exactly.
If that's your kink.
I think that does. I don't think that aligns with his kink. It's probably like
a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's annoying.
Well, why don't you go down to downtown LA and do that instead? Give people on the street money.
Literally, not some random girl. Wow. What an interesting
kink. So maybe that's what it
kink.
Is.
I would love to do a deep dive on that. That is very interesting. Okay. So my mom dated some interesting men in the past. At one Christmas, this man played a Cat Music Christmas playlist the whole evening. Imagine
what?
Instrumental Christmas songs, but instead of words, there's just meow, meow, meow.
Oh, he's not okay.
Oh, no, 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 no. Every time my brother and I turned the music down, he noticed it after a couple of minutes and asked, why is the music so quiet? And turned it up again. We still talk about this every year and listen to at least one Cat Christmas song so our mom never forgets.
That's an ick if I've ever heard one. That's a unique ick.
It's not okay.
Don't come into our Christmas, our holiday, and ruin it with your music. Like, I want my music. There's nothing worse than that kind of person. And I'm saying that as sometimes that kind of person who's like, my music takes precedence over everyone else's music taste. That kind of person, when there's a big group or that's not your family.
No.
Stop.
Stop, stop, stop. Like, at holidays, I feel like you should only be playing Christmas classics.
Yes.
On a low volume.
Yeah.
We've been over this. Stop putting your music on other people in public spaces or in like a group setting.
Yeah.
It's not your, well, even if it is your event, it's annoying. Like, I mean, obviously we've talked about the beach thing. Like when people come to the beach with their speaker and they play, you know, whatever, their taste in music, that's not everyone's taste in music.
Exactly.
So.
That's not everyone's vibe.
No. Like you're really killing the vibe.
Yeah, you can have it.
Cat Christmas music?
No.
Never in my life.
No, if it's not chestnuts roasting over an open fire, don't play it.
Don't play it.
AKA the Christmas song.
Oh, I love Christmas music.
I know, me too. I've been listening to it recently. So cozy. Case's favorite Christmas song so far is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Like the old version.
That's so cute.
Such an odd song. My dad and uncle, my dad's brother-in-law, always get into a fuss at our family Christmas party. This last year got so bad that they were rolling on the ground fighting. Just imagine two 60-year-old men rolling on the ground, grabbing willies in front of their children and grandchildren?
Willies?
What do you mean?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What do you mean? This escalated so fast. What do you mean grabbing willies? Grabbing or hitting? Like, what do you mean grabbing?
Grabbing willies, really? What are they wearing?
Wait, willies aren't the thing where you put your hand in.
That's a wet willy.
Okay, so what is just a regular dry willy?
Not a dry willy.
In front of their children and grandchildren. It was my husband's first Christmas as part of the family.
No, a willy is literally penis.
Ah!
I just looked it up. A British, wait, is this a British person writing in?
Yeah, they always say get into a fuss. That seems like not American.
Yeah, it says a childish term for penis.
Grabbing
willies. How are they grabbing it? What are they wearing? Like,
maybe they're, I think they're probably just like grabbing at each other's area to hurt them, maybe. That's what I'm assuming.
I don't like grabbing.
Phrase,
maybe
look
punching.
Up grabbing willies.
Please. Google image. Grabbing a willy.
I was going to say, maybe that's a common term.
No, I'm not looking this up. I refuse. I don't feel good
Your
about
this. Your algorithm's okay, this is a lot ordinary, but I guess we'll start sending you stuff.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. That's not okay. They got to watch it. They're getting old. They can't be rolling around.
Wait, sorry, was that the whole story?
Yeah. That they just fought and it was the husband's first Christmas as part of the family.
Please. That has me absolutely screeching.
I am deceased. Oh, I literally have tears in my eyes.
Ooh, what a fun first Christmas.
I would be petrified.
Okay.
I would call the police, honestly. We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Quince. We love Quince. And with the holidays right around the corner, things can add up quickly. I love gift giving, but my wallet does not so much. But that's why Quince is so amazing. Quince is the go-to place for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on your list, also for me as well. Quince offers a range of high-quality items with prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, cotton sweaters, and comfy pants. One of my favorite fishermen crew neck sweaters are from there, and I was actually just packing it in my bag to take to my parents' house for the holidays because it's just such a staple, so comfortable and perfect for holiday parties, etc., etc. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So that's why giving a gift from Quince's amazing, soft, high quality, affordable pieces is just the way to go.
I wore my black little silk skirt from Quince to our Friendsgiving, and it was so comfortable, high quality, and it's washable, which is so, so nice. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which we love. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid. Clean Simple Eats, you guys. They have so many different awesome products, but specifically their protein powder is so good, and they have so many, so many flavors that are just really, really delicious. They also have some really fun holiday flavors. They had a pumpkin pie shake one for the fall time. They have an eggnog one that's really good. I made Leif and I a little protein shake the other day with it, and it was delicious. And one of my absolute go-tos is their chocolate brownie batter and their simple vanilla. Honestly, you can't go wrong, but they have something for everyone. And the best part is it does not have that chalky protein aftertaste. You guys all know what I'm talking about.
It's very, very creamy. It literally makes things taste like a milkshake, and it's my favorite protein powder. I love it so much. Also, if you mix the vanilla one with orange juice, it tastes like a little orange Julius, super creamy, and it's delicious. I have gotten a lot of my friends and family hooked on Clean Simple Eats, and every time like my mom or my brother or anyone comes to visit, I'll just make protein shakes for everyone in the morning because it's so easy and it's always a big hit.
They, no joke, you guys, you need to go on their website and look at all of their flavors. They have so many. I was just looking at some new ones that I wanted to try. They have cotton candy, which I need immediately.
Yum.
They also have vegan flavors if you're vegan, and kids ones as well. So you can go on and look at their site, and they have peaches and cream, snickerdoodle, chocolate peppermint. That one, wow, I think that one's going to go in my cart immediately.
Yum.
And one of the things that we love the most about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO and gluten-free. Plus, Clean Simple Eats is a female-founded, female-owned business, which obviously we love. Visit cleansimpleeats.com. Use the code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, code WHATWESAID10 for 10% off your order. Go check it out.
My aunt left the U.S. to go to Italy for a few months for vacation. When she came home months later for Christmas, she was very pregnant. She refused to disclose the father, even after her son was born. A year later, during the next Christmas, they found out the father was her boss that she had worked for right before leaving the U.S. to Italy.
Oh.
He was a married man with two kids who basically told her to leave the country and never return. It's still a taboo subject even now that my cousin is in his 30s.
Oh, no.
I hate that shiz.
That's so sad.
I hate when it's like a secret.
Yeah.
When, you know what I mean? When someone gets someone pregnant and it's like this big shameful
not move to another country
secret, and they make them literally hide it, you know, things like that,
and move to Italy. Honestly, it's like, woo, free trip.
Oh, darn.
Well, actually, I hope he paid.
Yeah, same.
I hope he like paid for her. If he was like,
you better,
okay, you know what, take this child to Italy, be like, bye, you're a loser anyways, I'm going to Italy.
Yeah, that is just, but it's like the kid's 30 now and it's still taboo.
Sad.
Come on, that's sad. Like,
don't do
own
that.
It. I feel like if you, again, depending on the whole
probably,
situation.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have to just own it. If you're going to keep the baby, like, you don't shame them for their existence.
Yeah. She seemed like, the mom almost seems like, this guy seems kind of scary if he's like, flee the country.
True. And never come back. I'm terrified.
I would be terrified.
Yikes. That's sad.
My uncle was visiting for Christmas a few years ago with his wife and son, and we were outside throwing a football back and forth. I didn't catch it one time, so I bent down to pick it up, and he started going on and on about how I was showing too much chest and made it very uncomfortable the rest of the time. Huh? I cried for a bit before, I think when she like bent over.
No, I know. I'm just like, oh, he's so weird for that.
I'm like, she's a slut.
She's a whore. You didn't catch that part?
I cried for a bit before going off on him for trying to tell me what is and isn't acceptable to wear. And he got mad. He got so mad that he left. His wife, my aunt, was on my side and apologized to me before leaving. I would be mortified if that was my husband.
Ew, 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 ew.
Please don't talk about my niece's
chest.
Ew.
They don't know how weird that makes them look.
Yeah, and the fact that he left.
Are you okay?
Keep an eye on that man.
Yeah, that's very concerning behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
That would be, oh, so, there's nothing worse than that feeling. Being, like, called out in public for basically wearing too revealing of clothing. Even though you're
we're
comfortable.
We're familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's
recently.
Like,
what?
Remember?
Remember when we went to do that shoot?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was awkward.
That was weird. We went to do this shoot.
That was a different, even different, though, because it was almost like they were right. But it was we didn't
weird.
Know. It wasn't like, oh, wait, we're allowed to wear whatever we want. It was like we were going to their place.
Yeah, it's like kind of understandable, but it was that feeling of like shame.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, I feel like ashamed for what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
We were going into this like kind of like historical landmark, and we weren't dressed that crazy, but like
we were showing more
skin.
We
were showing more
skin
than
for sure.
Like the average person maybe. And they were like, oh, you might need to like cover up. And we were like, oh, wait, what? And then they literally were like, here's a blanket. Like, you need to literally wear this around you. And I was like, oh, I'm literally getting dress coded right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. there's no worse feeling.
No.
Even if you're comfortable in how you're dressing and you're, you know, happy with it, you don't feel that way. When someone brings it up, it's just embarrassing.
For sure.
It's really hard to just be like, I don't care.
Yeah, it is. Okay, when I was like 13, one of my older adult cousins who was a newlywed suggested at a large family dinner that we draw names for Christmas gift exchange to help save money since our family was large and we were currently buying for every single cousin and extended family.
Oh, that should never happen.
No, that is not okay. Which was a Christmas gathering of 30 people buying for everyone. That is outrageous.
Oh, you have to my buy gosh. Are you the Rockefellers?
Every cousin. One of my older grown adult cousins flipped out and my uncle and others backed her up. Long story short, people flipped out and our family, who is extremely tight-knit, split up for 2 years.
You're joking.
Full on not speaking to each other over gifts. We mended things after 2 years back to normal for the last decade, but no one dares mentioning drawing names for a gift exchange. I'm now an adult and married myself and still have to buy for the entire family, which has since obviously grown massively. My budget is $5 a person, LOL.
Yeah, I'm going to the Dollar Tree.
No,
for
that
you.
Is ridiculous. That is actually such an outrageous thought that you're going to buy for every person in your extended family. You'd have no money left.
That's crazy.
There's like 50 people now.
And it's just going to get bigger and bigger. That's crazy.
That's absolutely wild.
I would have to put my foot down. I feel like the head of the family should make the decision, aka like the grandparents or whoever is like, you know, still alive. They should be like, okay, this is what we're doing. If they're like, yeah, buy for everyone still, huh? Goodness. You need to be sent to the old folks home.
Even if you're like spending $20 per person, you're spending $1,000.
That's so much money.
You know what I mean?
And that's not even money, time to think of something.
Yeah. It's enough to buy for your, if you have a partner,
siblings.
Your siblings, your parents, your just like immediate family. I feel like that's enough. That's hard enough.
Yeah, we draw for names on both sides. We've actually only, ever since I was little, ever
and
since
just
I was
for
a little
your immediate,
sibling.
Not
yeah.
your extended, right?
Yes, just for my literal siblings.
Right.
We only buy for one sibling a year. And plus, you can spend a little bit more money and get them actually a good gift.
Yeah. I think that's a great call.
My grandparents throw a big Christmas Eve party every year for my mom's whole side of the family. One year, my mom walked into the kitchen and saw her cousin eating what looked like trail mix. She quickly realized it was our dog's kibble that we put in a Ziploc bag to travel with. My mom was too scared to say anything as he was in too deep. We still laugh about this every Christmas and wonder how he managed to finish that bag of dog food when the entire table was covered in holiday treats. Love you, girls.
What do you mean you didn't tell him because he's in too deep? Tell him immediately. You're
what do you mean he didn't know? I've smelt dog food.
Yeah. No, people are not okay.
Yeah, tell him.
Tell him immediately.
So
he's
he
eating
throw
dog
it up.
Kibble. And you're like, eh. Just let him.
Just let him do his thing.
Oh, God.
Unless you don't like that cousin.
True.
You're like, honestly, karma.
Then let him. Is it Christmas if there's no family drama? I have an aunt. Let's call her Lily. Lily was married, but her husband had moved because he was working in a different state. As a surprise, my family decided to bring him to Christmas so he can see his kids and his wife. He was there before she was, but little did we know she'd walk in with her new boyfriend, ready to introduce everyone to him. She walked in and we all said surprise, and the new boyfriend stood there confused while we all stared at each other, and then Lily and her now ex-husband went off on each other.
What?
Okay, that is...
That's crazy.
So...
Did she
shocking
I need to know more. Was she gonna say like, oh, me and him split up?
Right. It's like, why are you walking in proudly with a new boyfriend
to your family?
Oh my gosh, that's
you know
really
what
sad.
That you know what that's giving
what
when we were watching You've Got Mail.
Oh yeah,
we watched it for a little like fall girls night like a month ago or something, and I've never seen You've Got Mail, but it was actually, maybe we're just thinking too deep into it, but it was actually blowing all of our minds that she was just actively having a literal affair the entire time.
They both were.
Like, her and her, Meg Ryan, the main girl, I can't think of her name in the show at the moment, but she's dating someone, and then she, like, meets, you know, is it Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
And she's like telling her friends, she's actively living with a guy who she's been dating for a long time. But then she meets Tom Hanks and they're like going on dates and like she's telling her friends, like they're like, what's the update? And I'm like, wait. So we're all okay with the fact you're literally cheating on your...
She's... And at the beginning of the movie, he like leaves... Her boyfriend leaves for work and she like jumps out of bed and runs to the computer to like see a message from this guy. We're like, wait, this is not off to the right foot. What's happening?
It's like, but we're expected to like want them together and cheer for them when you're literally cheating.
They always make it like... But it was okay because the boyfriend wasn't that great anyways. It's like, okay, then break up.
But he also like wasn't bad.
No. They just didn't love each other.
They just didn't, they weren't like,
spoiler alert,
into each other. But we were like, okay, go off. Literally,
she's like telling her friends, like, this guy's meant to be while she has a boyfriend.
Yeah, they're like, did you kiss? I'm like, wait, your friends are fake friends. They need to be like, please break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So funny. Okay, well, I'm shook at Lily just having a completely different boyfriend.
That is wild.
Gonna introduce him to the whole fam. I wonder if the ex-husband,
poor kids,
like had a suspicion.
Yeah.
Or if he was like excited to see her and the kids.
Also, that's kind of a bizarre. I mean, I know people do that, but like, oh, we'll fly him in. Like she didn't know his Christmas plans or something.
Well, maybe he lied and was like, I'm spending Christmas here. It'll be too hard to get time off.
That's so sad. Just like, oh, to see his wife and kids. Like, okay. Interesting.
Okay, that is sad.
To each their own, I guess, but... It didn't work for them. So we were all at a Thanksgiving dinner when my newly married brother got a text from a random number. The person that texted him claimed to have had a one-night stand with my brother's wife on her bachelorette trip.
Yikes.
My brother's wife was 8 months pregnant and her bachelorette trip was 8 months prior.
Oh, yikes.
They always assumed it was a honeymoon baby. Anyway, as soon as my brother got the text, he read it out loud in front of all my family.
Oh,
we are super close family and tell each other everything, so this isn't strange. He immediately started crying. She admitted it was true. By the time we left the dinner table, it was decided they would be getting a divorce, which they did less than a week later.
Oh, my God.
What lawyer do they have? They got a divorce in 1 week? Sheesh, expedited.
Oh, I am so terrified. That is so bad.
This person sent this text on Thanksgiving. Some people are maniacal.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Who like, sent not the text? Not the person.
Yeah. Or the person that texted him claimed to have had a one-night stand with my brother's
wife.
Oh, he
is the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's like, I'm going to wait for Thanksgiving Day.
And just drop
really
the ball.
Give him something to be grateful for.
I cannot believe she's 8 months pregnant.
I am so sad. That's so stressful.
That is so bad in a family setting like that. Okay, this is my last story. On Christmas, my family always gets together and throws a Christmas party. Well, at this party, it is a tradition every year to play a game where you have a prompt. Example, Mike ended up in jail on Christmas. Why?
And that can't be good.
And every group writes their answer on a piece of paper. Then somebody reads everybody's answer and they get to pick the best one. Oh, it's like apples to apples, kind of.
Yeah.
Let's just say this always gets out of hand. Last year, the prompt was, Mike was seen sneaking out the back door on Christmas Eve. What was he doing? And my dad's cousin-in-law, we'll call her Amy, put coming to see me.
Oh!
And that is how we all found out that my dad had an affair with his cousin's wife. That is so out of pocket.
Coming to see me. Oh, I love the timing of these. They're just like, you know what? Let's F this shiz up.
Now's the time.
Coming
on
to
Christmas.
See me. I was going to say, that game sounds like it could be opening up a can of worms of insults.
Roasts.
If they, my family did like, Chelsea was seen in jail. What was it for? Like, don't do that.
That's actually so funny.
That's funny.
A funny idea. But I could see it starting
fights.
People
start getting older and their lives get complicated. It's like,
things
like
are less
struggling.
Funny.
Yeah, people are struggling with real life things. It's like, let's not bring up that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it light.
You
know?
Sure.
If Chelsea wanted to go anywhere for vacation, well, that's not very funny, so that would be pointless to play.
Yeah, I could see that going south quickly. That is so absolutely wild that she says coming to see me, and it's true.
Like,
wow. She
to
said, today's
me,
the day
Slay.
I'm dropping an absolute bomb. I am beyond.
Okay, this is my last story. Hi, girls. This story isn't bad, but so crazy and something I'll always remember. So when I was about 7, my mom started dating my now stepdad. And on Christmas Eve, we had a huge family reunion Christmas party, and my stepdad recorded the whole thing on video. And when the party was over, my side of the family all went to my grandma's house after, and they all wanted to watch the video.
Oh, no.
Well, the video was cute, but at the very end of the video, my stepdad turns the camera around and starts talking about how much he loves my mom and our family and says, "Will you marry me?" as we were all watching the video. My mom turns around and he's on his knee. We were all shocked and definitely not expecting it, but it was one of the best Christmases I can remember. Love you, girls, and Merry Christmas.
I did not expect that to be so cute.
That is so cute.
I thought I was literally going to catch an affair or something.
Yeah, I thought I was going to catch a murder. Like, that sounds like a murder mystery thing.
Oh,
like, let's
gosh.
Watch the Christmas, whatever, and you see...
You see, know. Like, your aunt and your uncle who are not together, like...
Yeah, fighting. One of them falls off the cliff.
No, wait, what? I was saying, like, having an affair. Like, on the video. Like, they didn't know they were being filmed.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm terrified. Oh, my gosh, that is the cutest thing.
That is so cute. So well executed.
So sweet. Wow.
I love that. We ended on a cute one.
I feel like a lot of people get proposed to on holidays. We've talked about that before, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
didn't you get proposed to like
near
on Thanksgiving. The way to Thanksgiving or something?
Not on Thanksgiving, but maybe the day or two before or after. I can't remember. I think it's before. I don't remember. I need to go back and check my dates.
Wow, we literally got engaged within weeks of each other.
Yeah.
So I got engaged on December 13th. So yours was
and that
Thanksgiving.
And that was your original due date? That's cute.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but case didn't come.
I know, but that's cute that it was literally
it
on the date of your engagement.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And it's Taylor Swift's birthday.
Wow, what a great day.
Really missed an opportunity there.
Wow.
Really? Like, I wanted Christmas.
Yeah. He wanted the Christmas. He's in the Christmas spirit.
Exactly.
Thank you guys so much for writing in and sharing your family drama with us.
That was fun.
I love some family tea. There's nothing like it, and the holidays are the best time to get it.
It's never ending. It's endless.
It's absolutely endless. We wanted to do an episode soon that's like you guys write in your family situations, and basically it's like who's in the right. Like,
yeah,
you know, my in-laws told us we should come to their house for Christmas for 2 hours. I don't know. I'm just making something up. And they demand that we stay for dinner, but I wanted to go here for dinner. Am I in the right for, you know, setting a boundary, or should we just do it? We want like situations like that. I don't know
that
how to...
one that the splitting the gifts and stuff is a good example. I mean, that one's pretty obvious, but
yes,
like my mom wants us all to buy each other gifts. I think we should draw names.
Like,
we got to fight about it. Yeah.
For sure. No, that would be fun, but I don't even know how to ask for those stories. I mean, I guess I'm doing it right now, but it's like, how do we...
Yeah, it's like, am I the asshole family edition?
Yeah. Like, who's in the right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a fun one to do. Thank you guys for writing in. Hope you're having a magical holiday season so far. It's December. We're getting into the holiday spirit. And...
go check out our merch if it's still available.
Yes, go check out our holiday merch. Great gifts for a friend, if you have a fellow Valley Girl friend who listens to the podcast, or if you want to, you know, send it to your parents or your boyfriend and say, I want this hoodie or I want this sleep shirt for Christmas. Now's the time to do that so that it can get to you in time. But yeah, go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast if you want to be involved in these story episodes. We love you guys so, so much. And...
that's what we said.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.